This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Legislation to build a fence along 700 miles of our 2,000-mile southern border was passed by the Senate 80-17 and by the House 283-138. President Bush then signed the Secure Fence Act. But paraphrasing Shakespeare, to build or not to build, that is the question. Will the Bush administration really build a fence? Congressman bragged about the Secure Fence Act as one of this year's primary accomplishments, but immediately thereafter shot it through with loopholes that virtually ensure it will never be built. That must be what they mean by a virtual fence. Congress gave the Bush administration authority to decide where, when, and how long a fence should be, plus approval to spend fence money on a variety of alternatives, including roads, technology, and infrastructure. Congress even gave Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff discretion over whether to build a fence or choose other options. When the open borders crowd asserts that a fence will be ineffective because people can climb over it, through it, and around it, what they really mean is that the fence law will be ineffective because a variety of loopholes enable the Bush administration to go around it. Advocates of a fence never claimed it would be the total solution to stopping illegal aliens. A fence is just the first step, and it must be followed by greatly increased Border Patrol force and employee verification. But border fencing is a critical component. It may not stop young men who can climb the fence, but it surely can stop the armored vehicles bringing in illegal drugs or vans bringing in truckloads of human beings. We must demand that President Bush carry out his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, such as the laws against illegal entry, illegal hiring, and illegal documents.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad on Christmas Eve, you ain't paying attention. In this yearly time of peace on earth and goodwill towards men, we are reminded to be kind, generous, giving, and caring to our fellow human being. I think that's important, folks, don't you? And that's a good thing. I'm not knocking it. It's a great thing. For approximately 1 week out of every year, we are taught to act civilized toward our fellow man. Now, what exactly does that mean that we should do? There's a lot of things we can do. To start, we could search out those who are in our community who are not doing as good as we are and help them. You know how it is. Maybe a free meal or a bus ride or something. Help those not doing as well as we are. That's a good first start. We could give to the recognized mainstream charities. You know the ones, the Salvation Army and the Goodwill and the others. We could give to them. They will eventually help people also. And then we could be kind to our relatives, friends, and coworkers. That's right next door. That's very handy to do. Doesn't take much at all. Maybe invite them over to Christmas dinner. Another thing we can do is we can reach out to those who have wronged us in some way, like maybe somebody who has stolen or used our identity or is putting us through hell on earth by doing so. We can reach out to those people and be magnanimous and help them. While you're doing that, the kind thing, the good thing, the peace on earth thing, while you're reaching out to that person, why not reach out to that crackhead down the block who broke into your house and stole your TV and your DVD player? And while you're at it, reach out to the crack dealer. He needs to be reached out to also. He's not a bad guy. He's only selling crack because he wants a better way of life. That's why he sells crack, folks. He's not a vicious, vindictive person. He's selling that crack because he wants a better way of life. And that mugger, and that jacker, and that booster, and that grifter, and that pimp, and don't forget his hoes. You got to remember the hoes. And then there's the car thief and the bank robber. None of these people are responsible for what they do. They are poor folks. P-O, poor people. They are poor people who are trying to get a piece of the American dream, and they are trying to get a, you ready? A better life. This is what we have to recognize. We've got to be good to these people, folks. We can't just look the other way and say, well, they shouldn't be doing these things. You know why? They're doing them. Because they don't have what you have. They're not doing as good as you are. They may come from a depressed area. They may come from a section of town or a section of a state or a section of this country where people aren't faring as well as you are. And they have a right to the American dream. And they also have a right to a better way of life. They're all doing these things because they have less than you have, and their way of life is shorter than yours, and as a result, they want to come up a little bit, as we say. Now, as ridiculous as this may sound to you, there are religious leaders, that is the biblical pimps, who are out there today telling us that we should look the other way at a person's law-breaking and wrongdoing simply because they are poor and want a better life. Now, let me do the disclaimer here, folks. I am not against religion. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in what it says. But there are people out here who are pimps and are fronting as though they are religiously inclined when actually they are monetarily inclined. That's what we're talking about. Now, make no mistake about it. This plea that they make for us to look the other way because of law breaking, this plea that they make is never going to be made for an American person. An American lawmaker is on his own, and this religious person is not ever going to do anything in our behalf. Why? Because we are not the chosen people of the new millennium. And who are those chosen people of the new millennium? Illegal aliens are the chosen people. You and I, as American citizens, can go out and mug some citizen for his wallet, carjack some driver for his car, boost $1,000 worth of goods from Macy's. We can grift some poor sucker out of his life savings. We can pimp some hoes. We can turn some tricks. We can even rob a bank for a better way of life, all in search of the American dream. And not one of these clergymen, not one of these so-called religious leaders will come to our defense. Why? Because I don't expect them to. They shouldn't have to. It would be wrong for them to defend our lawbreaking. I say that they are being bigoted by not coming to the aid of Americans, but they're not supposed to come to anybody's aid. And you know why, folks? Because we as Americans are supposed to be doing the right thing. We as Americans are supposed to be going about our business lawfully and not breaking the law every day. We as Americans are not supposed to be out here doing things that we know are incorrect. We do these things because we need money. We do these things because we need to get over. We do these things because we've got kids in school and all this other stuff. But guess what, folks? It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong. And anybody who gives that excuse for doing it is wrong. These religious leaders are not going to help us because we are not chosen people. Now, I've read a Bible once upon a time. It's been a while. But the Bible that I read says that we must respect the law because God has allowed the lawmakers to be in power. Amen. Open your Bibles, folks, to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. This is what it says, Romans 13, 1 through 5. Let every soul be in subjection to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except by God. The existing authorities stand placed in their relative positions by God. Therefore, he who opposes the authority has taken a stand against the arrangement of God. Those who have taken a stand against it will receive judgment to themselves. Do you understand what this says? It says this God, that God has placed these people in a position of authority and has allowed them to be there. And if you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be a clergy, or you're going to be a preacher, or you're going to be a priest, you have got to go by that Bible and demand that those people in your charge, those parishioners in your church, are law-abiding, lawful citizens. They must obey Caesar's law as they obey God's in order to be in God's favor. That is very simple. And if that's not enough for you, let us go to 1 Peter 2, 13 through 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or unto governors or as unto them are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Not enough for you? Mark 12, 17. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's, and they marveled at him. Amen. That's what it says there, folks. That's what it tells us. It tells us that we must be in accord with the laws of the land in order to be in accord with God himself. Now, I'm no preacher. Some people say I sound like one. Some people say I preach like one. I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm trying to give you the real. I'm trying to explain to you that if you don't obey the laws of man, then you can't call yourself a Christian. And these very clergy people, these very religious leaders who tell us that we have to do better by allowing these people to become legalized, by allowing these people to stay in our country illegally, by defending them when they use somebody's ID illegally. All of these people are going to be judged on that by the very God that they claim to represent. The Bible tells us to be kind to strangers. Yeah, I know that scripture, but it doesn't say being kind to them, and it doesn't instruct us to break the law to do that kindness. It tells us to love our fellow man, but also not let us aid and abet their law breaking. There is a difference, and it really marvels me how these preachers can tell you one thing, but when it comes to these scriptures, they ignore them. They will ignore any scripture that goes against them wanting these people here. Now, the reason the clergy and religious leaders of our time are willing to go against the very words of the Bible that they swore to follow is for the same basic reason for many of the ills of this world. And it's spelled real simple, money. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, yeenum backwards, e pluribus unum, the Benjamins, greenbacks, you call it what you want. That's what this is about. If these illegal aliens were atheists, and attended no church and put no money in the collection plate, which side of the illegal alien invasion debate do you think that these religious leaders would be on? They would be on the side of us because there'd be no money in it for them. I'm no preacher. I said that before, and I do believe in the Bible, but I know right from wrong. And if this country threatened to take away the tax-exempt status of thousands of churches in America because of their aiding and abetting of lawbreakers, which side of the invasion debate do you think they would be on then? Take away their tax status because they're aiding and abetting illegality, like their church in Chicago that's got some broad hole up in it. Those people there are breaking the law, but they have a tax status that allows them to do this and prosper. If you threaten to take that away from them, if these people were atheists and didn't put money in the collection plate, these preachers, this clergy, these priests, these rabbis, they would all be on our side. They would all be on the right side, not just my side because I say so, but the side of the Bible that says so. Amen. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. There's an old proverb that says, may you live in interesting times. 2006 has been an extremely interesting year. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department started 2006 with our ranks nearly 1,100 deputy sheriffs short of our authorized strength. Response times in our patrol areas was a growing problem, and we faced violent riots in our understaffed jail facilities. Much has changed since January. County Board of Supervisors realized what we've been saying all along, that relatively low pay and poor working conditions cause severe recruit and retention problems. With big help from our new salary contract, our Sheriff's Department has reportedly recruited more than 1,000 new deputies. There are no immediate solutions, but having more of us to do the work makes a world of difference in working conditions, and we know it will have a positive impact on the public safety for Los Angeles County residents. Since this might be my last message for the year, I want to say thanks to all the law enforcement professionals listening to Terry's show tonight. The work you do often goes unappreciated. Sometimes we're even criticized for simply doing a good job. For every deputy sheriff, district attorney, investigator, and policeman on the job, your work is important, and we all appreciate your dedicated efforts. I'm Steve Remage. Have a happy and safe holiday. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. I want to welcome all you folks tonight. Remind you, anybody that has friends and relatives who can now hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live, as we are tonight, as we will be next week, live right here in Los Angeles, going out to our different stations. But you can hear us live on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks listening live tonight at KFNX, Phoenix, Arizona, AM 1100, and all the folks listening on all of our stations on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Those that want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. You nice, I'm nice. You nasty, woo, look out. That number is 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, and we've got a doozy tonight, folks. The clown governor-elect of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, first black governor of the state of Massachusetts. I applaud him for that. Not even in office yet. This clown said on Thursday that as soon as he takes office, he will rescind an agreement signed between Governor Mitt Romney and ICE that will allow Massachusetts State Police to arrest illegal aliens. Let me get back to that. Let me say it again. Mitt Romney, the governor going out, Republican, signed an agreement with ICE saying that he would train 30 state troopers to go out and arrest illegal aliens and work in conjunction with ICE. Now, this incoming clown said he believes that state troopers have enough to do without requiring them to enforce federal laws. He said, quote, "I also understand, by the way, that INS isn't interested in sharing their enforcement powers," end quote. INS, you're getting ready to be the governor of Massachusetts, you idiot, and you're talking about INS? There ain't been no INS in years. I know that ain't good English, but I couldn't say it no other way. This idiot's still calling me the INS, and he's going to be the governor of this state. They're ICE. There's no INS anymore. A Romney spokesman, Eric Fahrenstrom, disputed Patrick what he said about it, and he said, quote, ICE has given us every indication that they are firmly behind the program, and in fact, they wouldn't have entered into the agreement if they had felt otherwise, unquote. In other words, he's saying they don't want to share the power, but they're the ones who set up the program. They're the ones who came with the program. And other municipalities and state governments throughout the country have jumped on the program to try to be a part of it. And this idiot is saying, no, they don't want to do it. No, what he's saying is he's a liberal idiot. He wants to get rid of it. That's what it is. An aide to this clown governor-elect said, speaking for the governor, quote, he believes troopers' time should be spent better working with the local law enforcement officials on issues like firearm trafficking, drug use, and gang violence, end quote. In other words, that's illegal aliens. That's all the stuff that they do. These guys are into firearm trafficking, drug use, drug sales, and gang violence. And if he fights it from the illegal alien standpoint, guess what? He'll be fighting these things he just mentioned. This is unbelievable, folks. This is a typical example of a left-wing radical liberal electee who wants to change not only the will of the people, but wants to disarm a program, a good program, before it even starts. Massachusetts, you get what you deserve. You have an idiot here. The problem is you put him in, but we've got to suffer with him as the country goes down the drain. We are stuck with this guy just as you are, and the decisions that he makes there in Massachusetts are going to hurt the rest of us. This guy sucks. Not because he's a liberal, not because he's black, not because he's a Democrat. He sucks because he sucks. He sucks because he's an idiot. But worse than that, he's the most horriblest clown of the week. Next week, folks, we're going to have our most horriblest clown of the year. And you folks will have an opportunity to email me during the week. I'd appreciate it. Don't start emailing me till about Thursday or Friday. And tell me who you want as the most horriblest clown of the year. Who do you think has earned it the most? Who do you think has done the most despicable, outrageous things to this country and should be called the most horriblest clown of the year? And please don't tell me Nancy Pelosi, because she hasn't gotten in there yet. She'll probably be the one next year. That's almost automatic, but not this year. We're going to go by the people who are in power now and what they have done. And you know who's been it? I think it was, Mike, the last 2 years running, right? It's been El Presidente, if I'm not mistaken. President Bush is usually the guy. He gets my vote right now, but maybe you guys can sway me. I don't know. We will see. Don't let your bias, your bias of your political party or your bias of your age or anything else govern it. The guy who does the worst and has put this country in the most jeopardy on this issue, let me know who it is. Or woman, for that matter. We're equal opportunity here. We don't discriminate at all. You know, folks, we've got this thing going with the arrests at the Swift Company. And I've been reading many, many articles in the last couple of days about those arrests. Those arrests were done. I believe they arrested something like 1,300 people and so many different plants. These were people who were working here illegally. These were also people who had taken other people's identities and used them to get the job, which is really horrible because they are damaging those people's lives by using their identity, using their Social Security numbers. But the thing that really angers me is the way the news has reported. The news is talking about, we have to figure out a way to bring these people out of the shadows. No, we have to figure out a way to deport these people. Get them the hell out of this country. Well, we can't separate families. Well, let's see. Who put them in this position? Who came to this country and had an American-born jackpot baby in this country? Was it me? No. Was it any of the people in this room? No. It was them. They are the ones who put themselves in a position to have their family separated. Now, on the subject of family separation, when people are sent to jail for breaking the law, aren't they separated from their families? They've been separating men and women from their kids for years by sending them to jail. Let me tell you something. If a man and a woman go out and commit a crime, they got three kids at home, the state doesn't take into consideration that those kids are going to be put in a foster home. No, those people got to go do the time. And that's the way it should be with these people. Now, we're not asking them to separate from the family. Here's what we're saying. If you have committed the crime of coming here illegally, if you have committed the further crime of remaining here legally, if you have illegally bought or rented a home, if you have taken over somebody else's ID, somebody else's personality, somebody else's identity, if you have done that, guess what? You're going to jail. And then we're going to deport you. And when we deport you, if you've got that American-born child, which should not be a citizen, because that is a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. But if you've got that American-born child who right now is considered an American citizen, you got a few hours to figure out what you're going to do. You can leave the little brat here, or you can take him with you with his snotty nose wet up to the sleeve. You know what I mean? You can take him with you. You can leave him here with folks. I don't care what you do. But you, the person who broke the law, you got to go. You got to go. And if he's got medical problems like this broad in Chicago is holed up in this church, her kid's got medical problems, so she doesn't want to take him out of the country. Well, guess what? He hasn't got medical problems so bad that she's not shooting him all around the country and all around this hemisphere to Mexico and other places as a shield to represent her. This kid's going all over the world to represent his mother and try to get some sympathy for her being illegally in the country. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. If I had my way, I'd drag that broad out of there kicking and screaming by her hair. I'd put that broad in handcuffs, legs, shackles, and throw her sorry butt in the paddy wagon and haul her off to ICE. And I would fingerprint that broad and make sure she never came back to this country again. Never, because of what she has put us through. She has no respect for our laws. She has no respect for our sovereignty. She came here and had this baby knowing this could be a problem. And now she's telling us we have to have compassion. And we have to make sure that we're nice. We have to make sure that we allow her and her child to stay together. She'd be together with him somewhere else. I don't care where. You ain't got to go home, lady, but you can't stay here. I'd send that broad out of here on the first thing smoking. But ICE is playing games. They're sitting there. They need to get the battering ram and go in there and knock the wall down and pull that broad out of here kicking and screaming. That's what they should do. That's what lawful countries do. That's not barbaric. That's not the Gestapo. If I owe the IRS $5, they'll kick my door down and come in and get it. Let them find out I got something illegal in my house. They'll break the door. Let them find out that somebody that lives where you live is selling a crack rock a week. They'll knock his door down to get him. But she can come here and flaunt this and get away with it and make a mockery of our laws. That's what's wrong with this country right now. We haven't gotten serious about this problem. And I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with the attitude of the people, and I'm fed up with the attitude of the media. Well, they're canonizing this woman and saying, oh, God, she represents all the poor undocumented people who are going to be broken away from their families. You know what she would represent? She'd be the poster child for deportation. I'd have a picture of this brought up in every post office threatening these people, saying, this is what will happen to you if you don't leave our country now. And now with the Democrats in charge, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I'm thinking maybe they're not going to do anything stupid. But I know this governor of Massachusetts is saying he's going to reverse something that just got put in place. Nancy Pelosi's talking about she's going to do things. Horrible Harry Reid from Nevada is talking about what he's going to do for amnesty. And then we've got a piss-poor president who is willing to go along with these left-wing, radical Democrat ideas on reform. We may have a problem, folks, and that is why we've got to be more vigilant than we ever have been. We've got to keep those phone calls going to the president's office. We've got to keep those phone calls going to the House and to the Senate and remind them that this is going to have to be fixed in our favor. Remind them what we want. We're going to have to keep writing those op-ed articles to the newspaper. They do publish them. They publish them for the shock value. But you know what? It wakes up people. It wakes up our people who don't know that we're involved in this. We've got to keep this thing going, and we're going to keep it going. There's more work to be done. I just got back from Arizona last week, folks. Let me tell you about those people there. Boy, they are fabulous. They've got things going. They got Prop 200 passed. They got four new propositions just passed this past November, and they got two more on the ballot coming up soon. This is just beautiful what they're doing there. They are an example to all of us. You don't give up. You keep pushing. Now, I understand in California we have a little different problem than they have in Arizona because we're so inundated. But Arizona said, you know what? We're not going to wait till we get to the point that California's at. We're going to go after it now while we still look like America. That's not racial. That's cultural. They're smart. And they're tackling the problem now when it should be tackled. We're going to play our famous clip, folks. And then we're going to come back. We're going to get to everybody. Lines are full. Anybody wants to call, don't forget, 1-866-875-7522. Tell me what you want for Christmas. That's what I want to know. Call us. We're going to listen to Senor Augustin Cebada of the Brown Berets de Aslan, Racist Deluxe. This man's got a show here on public radio, folks, in Los Angeles, and he spews this racism every week. But you tell me, after listening to him, you tell me who you think is the racist and who you think should be straightened out by the American people.
I was thinking about the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Come back to Woodland Hills! Come back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! You pilgrim! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. That they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the The vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is our plan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime. Time to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
In fact, it's a classic dog book. And who doesn't love dogs? It's suitable for all ages, and I guarantee you are going to love it. It's an instant adventure classic that is a roller coaster of a ride that has a strong message for young and old alike about, guess what, doing the right thing. Anyone making a donation to the Terry Anderson Show of $30 or more is going to receive a hardcover copy of this book. Les will autograph each copy. The Adventures of Tracker, just let him know who you would like it signed to, and then you will have it sent straight to you in time for Christmas. That's right. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, we're going to get right to the phones now. I don't want to keep you any longer. I want to hear from you. What do you want from Chris for Christmas? It's important. I hope you understood my monologue. I'm not backpedaling on anything now. I'm just letting you know. I'm not anti-religion. I'm not anti-church. But I know that a lot of these preachers and clergy people out here now are pimps. They are in it for the money only. And there's a lot of those in the black community and the white community, and I'm sure there's some Jewish ones and Catholic ones and everybody. It is a sad thing. That is not a reflection on our religion. It's a reflection on their religion. And I don't mean their sect or their denomination. I mean on their type of religion. That's the problem. So we're not anti-religion here at all. Let's go to Linda calling from Evansville, Indiana. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how are you, Terry?
Pretty good, kid. How you doing?
Ah, I'm doing well.
How's things in Indiana?
Oh, it's lovely.
You know, I was back there. We met. I was back there, folks, with outgoing Congressman Hostetler. What a guy. What a fabulous man. But not just a fabulous man, he's also a fabulous politician. And I got to meet some real salt-of-the-earth people in Indiana, people who are really, really into this issue and into America as a whole. And it was very refreshing. It really was. So, Linda, tell us, how bad is the problem there?
Well, it's not real bad here yet, but we've got a problem, definitely.
And I'm sure you don't want it to get like Los Angeles.
Oh, Christ, no.
So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, well, let's see. Peace on Earth would be nice.
Always. That's always a good one.
But since you can't have that, let's try for total security of our borders and all illegal aliens return to their countries and
very nicely
an honest government
yeah.
that will actually
that's
keep their oath of office
that's a good one too
to govern for the benefit of the United States citizens based on the Constitution and the rule of law.
What a novel idea.
I'm glad that you talked about that Deval Patrick, the guy
in Massachusetts,
gonna be that governor.
What a guy, you know.
I sent you an email on that. I hope you got it.
Yes, I did. And you know what? Quite a few people sent me an email on this guy suggesting he be the horriblest clown of the week, and it swayed me. I had somebody else in mind, too, along with him, but I got so many emails, I went with him. He's a piece of work.
See, the thing of it is he's going to have to change the law first.
Right.
In order to put that away, because that's in the federal immigration laws from 1996.
Yeah, but on a state level, he claims he has the power to get rid of this new program that Romney signed, because on a state level, he can do that because it was a state agreement with ICE. So we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, let's hope that they let carjackers go and
yeah.
bank robbers and everything else.
And the pimps and the hoes and everybody else.
Because
we need that, too.
It's all federal law, and if they're not going to arrest one, why not do the other?
Linda, I've asked this question many times. What laws do I get to break as an American?
None.
There you go. Linda, thanks for calling. You take care.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
All right.
Have a good Christmas.
You too. Thank you very much. Let's go to Barbara Coe, calling from Huntington Beach, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
What's up, kid?
So appreciative that you played that clip about violence.
Courtesy of CCIR.
We just want to invite all your listeners to our December 27th meeting, where the meeting is entitled Survival R Us, because we're seeing more violence each and every day, particularly out here in California.
Yes, we are.
And people need to know how to defend themselves, even if they're too frightened to come to a rally. Know how to defend yourself. Just going to the grocery store or to the mall or walk in the park or on a college campus.
We live in troubled times.
Yes, we do. And I'm so hoping that your listeners will attend this meeting. We have a wonderful DVD, which I don't know if you've heard about yet, Terry. But a professional martial arts instructor is going to be playing that night, called Goons Gone Wild. And that shows how these illegal alien predators prey on older, more indefensible citizens. And we want them to know how to defend themselves, come to these meetings, come to these rallies, and know how to defend themselves, their children, and their grandchildren.
What time's the meeting, Barbara?
The meeting is on Wednesday. That's December 27th. Meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. The location is the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. Anybody wants any more details, please call our toll-free number, easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, or go to our website, ccir.net. And Terry, we from CCIR, you've been such a fabulous supporter and such a patriot, courageous patriot champion over the years. On behalf of all of us, we wish you a wonderful Christmas.
All right, Barbara.
Wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
I appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoy yours tomorrow with family and friends. I hope that everybody gets what they want under the tree. I know what I want.
And we're going to have a wonderful new year.
Oh, yeah. We made some progress this year, Barbara. I tell these folks all the time, you doom and gloom sayers, you know, we fought back the amnesty. We did a lot of things this year. It is what I would call a positive year for us. Now, do we have a lot more work to do? Yes. But we don't want to throw up our hands and say nothing got done. That's not true. Now, some of the things that got done may be undone. But guess what? We did get them done, and we'll get them done again. Look what was done in Arizona. Look what D.A. King and others have done down there in Georgia. Lots of things have happened. A lot of things have changed.
Absolutely, Terry. And like we talked about earlier, that's exactly why these people are getting more
That's why
verbal,
they're violent.
More
yes.
verbose and more violent.
Yes, because it's
because we
are effective.
Are making a difference.
I agree.
And anybody that gives their gloom and doom call to me, I said, obviously you've called the wrong number.
Good for you.
You betcha. We're on a roll and we're going to continue.
All right, kid. See you later. Take
Love
care.
Ya.
All right, Barbara.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go. Oh, Brianna Bevins. We had her as a guest. She's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous writer. Brianna, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Was that Barbara Coe?
Yes, it was.
That's a great lady.
The one and only. Yes, yes, she
is.
I'm
telling you. Her group does a lot of good.
You're pretty great yourself, but go on.
I don't know.
Tell us about the baby.
Oh, he's just big and beautiful. I named him Terry Anderson.
Yeah.
But
horrible name, beautiful baby. No, but the last time you were here, he was still concealed, shall we say.
He was. He was still in my belly, and I was pretty big last time I was there. But he's almost, no, he's 4 months now.
Wow.
4 months now. He's just beautiful and
that's
wonderful.
Fabulous.
And, you know, just makes me want to fight harder, that's
yes,
all.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did I just hear you say pimps and hoes a minute ago?
Yeah. Two or three times.
So funny.
It's true.
It's true.
You know, pimps and hoes need love, too, you know?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right. Whole world needs love.
There you go.
Even the hoes.
Even the hoes.
That's right. How are things down there?
Everything's fine. The show's going good, you know.
Always
need money, but you know how that is. We do the best we can, but we're growing. We are possibly going to pick up some additional stations this next year. And the thing about it, Brianna, we've got so many people emailing, calling us from all across the country now. We get phone calls every week from New York and the D.C. area. And we've taken calls from all 50 states. I've gotten emails from all 50 states. I get emails from people, Americans living in China and Australians who listen to the show on the Internet. So it's working. It is working.
Well, when we were there, I was in studio last time, which is always a good time, and I was watching the screen with callers, and I saw there's Tennessee and Chicago and Florida, and I thought, where have I landed? You're everywhere, but it's wonderful.
Well, the board is full right now. We've got the state of Maryland. We've got the state of Indiana. We've got people from all over California. You know, it's not me, Brianna. You know what it is? It's the subject matter, and people want to hear about this. That's what's important.
It is the subject matter, but the problem is just like, not the problem, but your station and Barbara Coe's group, Californians for Immigration Reform and California Coalition, I should say, you know, VDare.com, my group, we're all fighting for the same cause.
Yes, we are.
Everybody agrees that it's an important issue.
I would agree.
Everybody agrees that it's one of the top three. If not, you know, if you're like me, you think it's the number one issue.
Yeah, where I live, it's definitely number one.
Yeah.
And you know what? More and more places it's becoming number one. North and South Carolina, it's now number one. Indiana, it's now number one. Nebraska, Iowa, it's now number one. So it's everywhere now. It's no longer a border state problem.
It is, exactly. I just hope people, you know, realize that, you know, they take that next step. Yes, it's important, and we need to do something. And they support groups like Barbara Coe's, like Beater.com, like Terry Anderson Show. All these organizations that, you know, basically just, you know, self-starters.
Well,
you know,
we are going to do what we can this next year. We're going to fight harder because none of us has done enough. We're going to do more. And we appreciate you coming on with us tonight. We appreciate you coming in studio with us. And you stay in touch. We're going to get
you
on again.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good Christmas.
Brianna, take care. You too.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Tony calling from Orange. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say? Tony. All right, Tony's not there. Tony, we're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you. Shane calling from Maryland, the great state of Maryland. Shane, what do you hear? What do you say?
I have three things I want for Christmas, Terry.
Tell me about them, buddy.
The first, I want you and your listeners to confront these clergymen who are for illegal immigration and ask them a couple things. One, do they realize that the Bible is just basically a bunch of immigration laws dictating who gets into heaven and who doesn't?
Wow, that's a new one.
If immigration laws are good enough for heaven, they're good enough for America.
Sounds good.
And number two, ask them if they have locks on their doors at home.
Well, that's one I have asked. They all do. You know what it is, Shane? We draw the border at the border. They draw the border at the sidewalk.
So they understand illegal entry and the need to prevent it. So they're just a bunch of hypocrites.
There you go. Well
and
said.
And the third thing, I'd like everybody to say a prayer to Joe Gazzardi over at VDare.com. That's it.
Our good buddy. Joe, he's not doing too well. But we're hoping that he gets better, and we're gonna all say a prayer for him. Fabulous guy.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Terry.
Thank you, Shane. You too. And let me remind folks right now, this week with The Swing, Shane writes one of the columns. You're going to love these columns, folks. Stay tuned and listen to this one. Dear Jesus, make Santa kill for me. it's a very provocative title. But wait till you read it. You're going to understand what it's all about. It's really, really good stuff. Shane's been writing for us now for how many issues now, Shane?
Over 4 years.
Wow. Writing him and his dad write an exclusive column for the Terry Anderson Show, and we appreciate that. It's always good, provocative stuff, all cutting-edge stuff, and we appreciate it. Every week there's a new column.
As always, rock on, Terry.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you.
All right. Let's go to Bill calling from Canoga Park. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. About a week ago, Governor Schwarzenegger was down at California Hospital speaking about...
Just before he broke his leg.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking about people without insurance, health insurance here in California.
Right.
And he said illegal aliens already have insurance because they can go to any emergency room and get care. But what he didn't say was that the hospitals that are caring for these illegals are not getting reimbursed and they're having to shut their doors down.
They always leave that out, don't they, Bill?
Yep. And how much more do we have to take this from this governor who's going to continue to let these illegals go to the emergency rooms, take away care from we Americans who really need it, and there's many, many Americans without health insurance because we can't afford it.
Bill, that 30-minute wait in an emergency room is now 3 to 4 hours.
Right. And another thing he was talking about, that everybody that has health insurance, it costs us $1,800 a year for everybody that's not insured.
Unbelievable.
So this is why we need to get the illegals out of here.
Bill,
my Christmas wish is I wish the politicians would listen to us for a change, just once.
For a change.
For a change. And also, I wish to wake up one day and drive down the street and not see one illegal alien.
I'm with you. Cheap labor ain't cheap, folks. Bill's got a good one. Bill, take care. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Great call. Let's go to Bob calling from Santa Clarita. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, I say Merry Christmas, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, I wonder if Governor Schwarzenegger, when he broke his leg, had to wait 3 or 4 hours in an emergency room.
I doubt it. I doubt it, Bob.
Here's my Christmas wish. I hope that the Border Patrol agents who are facing going into jail next month find a church, hold themselves up into
it. Oh, I love it. Ramos.
And then he'll wave their kids in front of all the public and the president, saying, "Oh, I want my daddy to be here. I don't want to be separated from my daddy."
Ramos and Compiègne. That's a good one. I don't know why I didn't think of that one, Bob. That's beautiful. Sanctuary. You know, sanctuary. That's what they need to do. And if they go in there and drag them out, and they haven't dragged out this sorry broad up in Chicago, you know there's some excrement in the game.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills. Jimmy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Merry Christmas. What I want for Christmas is a new president.
Really?
A new president of the United States.
I'm with you.
A president that will do the will of the people, and thank God that his brother Jeb Bush is not running for any political offices anymore.
Now, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Are you a Republican?
I used to be a Republican, but now I'm independent.
But you are a conservative.
Yes, I am.
And this man is the head of the conservative party of this country, allegedly.
Yes.
Okay.
And he is the worst president ever in my...
I would agree with you on that.
In my lifetime.
And I have people that tell me all the time, no, Jimmy Carter. No, Jimmy Carter was the stupidest president we had. This man is going to do damage to this country. He's going to do damage to this country that is generational, that will not be fixed in 100 years, if then. And that's the difference between him and Jimmy Carter. Yeah, Jimmy Carter gave away the Panama Canal. That was horrible. This guy's giving away America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree.
And if this amnesty goes through next year, there will be no more borders.
No more borders at all.
Yeah.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy.
Right,
you take care.
Again.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir. All right, let's go to Michael calling from West Hills, California. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Glad to have you on the air. You know, I got a question about my Christmas wish. When the governor of California, wasn't it Ronald Reagan had that program called Operation Wetback?
No, that was Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. Okay,
yeah.
Now when Eisenhower had that Operation Wetback program, did they have health insurance on those people when they were here?
No.
Did they have schooling and education stuff?
I would imagine some of the kids were in school, but there was no in-state tuition. There was no WIC programs for them. There was no welfare for them. No, there was none of that then.
So the Operation Wetback had no welfare, had no health care, so I can understand why it didn't work out for them. Now, if the Operation Wetback got back into working again, and how would they be able to choose the people that would stay in this country? Would they choose them from people who are already here, or would they, of course, choose them from people who had the sense to honor our sovereignty
by staying
in their own country until they were called?
Well, let's straighten this out. What Operation Wetback was, it gathered up about 1 million people out here and deported them. But you're talking about the Bracero program. Now, the Bracero program was a guest worker program. And, folks, this may shock you. And I'm going to say this at the end of 2006. I'm not totally opposed to a guest worker program. If they wanted to come with a new Bracero program for agriculture only, okay, we don't need any guest workers in the hotels and construction. Guest workers in agriculture only. And you would let these people come here and work for 5 years. You can't have no, if you have babies here, they can't be American citizens. You got to sign a paper. And after 5 years, you go home. The problem with the guest worker program now, Michael, is that it's always tied to a legality of them being able to stay permanently, getting a permanent green card. And
right.
we don't want to do that.
Right.
A guest goes home. You don't bring your family. You don't bring your wife. You don't bring your cousin Jose. You leave everybody at home and you come here and you work. You know what I mean? And Sven and O'Reilly and all the rest of your relatives, wherever they are in this world, cannot join you. You can only come yourself. You work for a certain amount of time. You make money for your family. You send it home. You spend a little to live here. And then you go home and you let somebody else come and get the same advantage. That, I don't know if I would be opposed to or not for agriculture only. But they're not going to do that. And this is back to what you said earlier. They're going to take the ones who are already here and make them legal and put them into the guest worker program. And that is doing is rewarding illegality. I would be against that.
It's just like the people who are supporting the people that Swift found out were illegally in the country.
Right.
That means the preachers and the other people, the people are letting them still rent and all this other stuff.
Well, you know, it's like in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and there's a little town down in Texas, I can't think of the name right now, where they just passed an ordinance where you have to prove that a person is legally in the country to rent them an apartment or a house. Guess who's suing? The landlords are suing because the landlords want to be able to rent to the illegal aliens. Right, because they can get more for the house.
Oh.
A lot of these landlords, some that I know personally, don't rent apartments anymore in Los Angeles. They rent rooms. They'll take a 3-bedroom apartment, put a family in each room and a family in the living room. They share the kitchen and the bathroom. Can you imagine what the plumbing is like in that place? And they got 4 families in a 3-bedroom house, maybe 30, 35 people. This guy's cleaning up. In 5 years, he can retire and move to Brazil. And that's the problem. That's why they're suing, and that's why they want the spice to flow the way it is. They want these people to keep coming, and they don't want to stop it. Michael, thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
All right, let's go to Virginia, calling from Lakewood, California. Virginia, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I just thought I'd remind people, in case they haven't run into it, there's a book, a paperback. It sells for $14.95 in most of your bookstores. It's entitled The Impeachment of George W. Bush. It's written by Elizabeth Holtzman, Holtzman. She is a former congressperson, and she was on the panel to impeach Nixon. I thought it might be well worth looking into.
What was her name? What was her name again?
Holtzman.
Holtzman.
H-O-L-T-Z-M-A-N. No one mentions it, and I just thought I'd throw it in for what it's worth.
All right, Virginia. Thank you so much for that.
You bet you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Am I advocating the impeachment of the president? Let me think on that for a few minutes. Yes. Yeah, I would like to see him gone. I really would. And I know a lot of you out there cringe when I say that because you say, oh, he's a good man. He's a good Christian man. No, he's all exactly the opposite of that. Here is a guy that is ready to throw this country away. Here is a guy that is ready to allow these people to stay here legally. Now, you want to say, well, I'm a one-note Johnny, a one-issue person? Yeah, you're right. I pretty much am. Nothing else matters to me, and if you lived in my neighborhood, you'd feel the same way. Nothing else matters to me. If we don't fix this illegal alien invasion, whatever your pet peeve is, voter fraud, guess what? It's going to get worse, and you won't have anywhere to fight it from. Abortion, guess what? You won't have anywhere to fight it from. School overcrowding, it's going to get worse. You won't have anywhere to fight it from. All of these things are going to get worse if we don't fix this main problem that faces this country. And I'm going to tell you something else, folks. There's not a lot of time left to fix it. We're running out. We have gotten to the point now where we are saturated, and now the people that are coming in here are fighting each other for the crumbs. They say there's no unemployment. Well, guess what? The people are still flooding in. They're still coming looking for those jobs. And one more lie I want to dispel. They say that Americans won't do the jobs. And there's a thing coming up with Tom Brokaw. It's going to be on at 8 o'clock Tuesday night on your NBC affiliate, wherever you live. Tom Brokaw is a bleeding heart liberal idiot. And I want to see how he treats this story. I really do. But in this thing, he's going to talk about how these people should be rewarded for what they do. They haven't been rewarded. They say, he says in this piece, that Americans are not doing these jobs in certain places. All of those jobs where people were deported from the Swift Company have had multiple people lined up to take those jobs. And we're talking about Americans. An illegal alien is not going to line up where another illegal alien just got deported from. These are Americans of all races who have lined up at Swift to get those jobs. And you know why they didn't get them before? Because they were filled with people in the country illegally. Americans will do any job. Down in Georgia, they put them out of, I think it was chicken or pork or something. They deported a bunch of people. They couldn't get people to come in and work. They raised the wage by $1, and they emptied out every Burger King and McDonald's in the town and filled up this place because that $1 made this a living wage for the people in that area. Americans will do any job if you only pay them correctly. And that has been the problem with the glut of cheap labor, with the glut of substandard labor, with the glut of illegal alien labor, the American guy has not had a fair shake. I want to thank Chandler, my buddy, for engineering the show, and I also want to thank Les Blinghorn for taking your calls. Don't forget my buddy Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback, immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget the swings. Dear Jesus, make Santa kill for me and stay tuned. I want to remind everybody out there, we do need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will be on live next week. New Year's Eve, we're going to be talking about the most horriblest clown of the year and what can be done in the coming year to fix this invasion in our country. Don't forget those three websites. One last time, folks, that's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, Gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.